Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. We are the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from Buenos Aires City via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rai.com.ar. If you want to contact us, you can send an email to qslrai@gmail.com. That's the email you have to use if you want to send a reception report, if you are the Xer and you want to tell us that you picked up our shortwave transmission. You can send that reception report to our email and we'll be replying with a digital QSL card. So, I repeat, if you have a reception report to send to us, send it to qslrai@gmail.com. I am Fernando Farias and I am bringing you this weekly edition of our show in English. As you know, we are expecting for this COVID-19 pandemic to be over, as everybody on Earth, I suppose, is. But here at RAI, we are waiting for this situation, for this crisis to be over, to resume our daily shows. Because, as you know, our programs in 8 languages are aired on the shortwaves and internet from Mondays through Fridays, focusing on current affairs in Argentina, South America and Latin America. But since the beginning of the pandemic here in Argentina, RAI, as well as other public broadcasters in Argentina, have been operating remotely, and this means that everybody is working from home, and instead of doing daily programs, we are doing weekly shows which are more focused on features. That being said, we have been able to produce some very interesting stuff by focusing on stuff that is not time sensitive. And that's what we are going to do today. We are having a program, a special program dedicated to a very special artist in the history of Argentina. We'll be going over some facts and music of one of the top tango artists of all time, even though many in Argentina still today consider his music not to be tango at all. His work, however, has gone over the planet, all over the planet, and his compositions have been performed by artists all over the globe. I am not afraid to say the man the show is dedicated to today is, together with Carlos Gardel, the most globally recognized tango person. You might have guessed already that we are devoting today's show to Astor Piazzolla. Listening to on the background is 1979 Escualo, which means shark, and it makes reference to Astor's passion for fishing, which is a big activity in his birthplace, the city of Mar del Plata, a seaside town 250 miles south of Buenos Aires. That is where he was born in 1921, into a family of purely Italian background. When he was 4, the Piazzolas moved to New York, and little Astor was raised in the East Village, close to the local Italian and Jewish community, getting used to listening to their music too. This is the intro of the Punta del Este suite, dedicated to this Uruguayan resort that Piazzolla was very fond of. The Punta del Este suite, written by Piazzolla, was recorded with the Caracas Chamber Orchestra in 1982, and you may recognize this melody if you watch Terry Gilliam's film 12 Monkeys, because it was on that soundtrack. Going back to Piazzolla's biography, in New York, he began playing a bandoneon that he got as a present. And he even got to play in New York some tunes for the greatest tango star of all times, Carlos Gardel, who was in the early 1930s in New York filming. The singer became fond of the Argentine kid and was impressed by his musical skill, apart from giving him a small role as a paper delivery boy in one of his movies. Gardel invited young Piazzolla to join his band for a Latin American tour. Astor's father denied permission because he was very young, and this turned out to be a fateful decision, as Gardel died in a plane crash during that tour in Medellin, Colombia, in 1935. This is Primavera Porteña, Buenos Aires City Spring. It was recorded in 1970 and is part of his Buenos Aires Seasons series. Back in Argentina in the late 1930s, he started studying music more formally, with the likes of Arthur Rubinstein and Alberto Ginastera. In 1939, he joined the orchestra of the legendary maestro Aníbal Troilo, not only as a bandoneon player, but also as an arranger. Piazzolla would stay with Troilo until 1944. And then they got back together several years later, in 1970, and they recorded this bandoneon duet version of Gardel's Volver to Return. Thank you. In the second half of the 1940s, Astor Piazzolla headed his own orchestra and began earning some criticism, or scorn for that matter, for diverting from what was considered the proper sound of tango. And this is because Piazzolla began to introduce elements of other musical styles he was influenced by, such as jazz and classical. And he also began implementing the counterpoints and the dissonances that would become the signature of his music. This is Fuga y Misterio, Fugue and Mystery, from a concept work, an album called María de Buenos Aires, released in 1968. In 1954, Piazzolla won a contest organized by state radio, and he invested the funds in a trip to Europe, where he studied under the famous music teacher Nadia Boulanger in Paris. It was her who encouraged Piazzolla to stick to tango after she had him play one of his compositions, called Triunfal on the piano. Legend has it that Boulanger took the Argentine musician's hands before he finished that performance of Triunfal and told him on the spot, "Don't ever quit this music. This is your sound. This is Piazzolla." Back in Buenos Aires, he formed his famous Octeto, an eight-piece ensemble consisting of two bandoneons, two violins, one piano, one bass, one cello, and to the shock of the local tango establishment, an electric guitar, openly linking his music to an instrument more associated back then to jazz. Despite downsizing his bands to a five-piece along the years, he kept the sixth string in the lineup, making it another trademark of his music. And speaking of jazz, here's Years of Solitude, part of the 1974 album Summit, that Piazzolla recorded with American sax player Jerry Mulligan in Milan, Italy. That same year, and also in Milan, he recorded another of his anthems, a tune that for many epitomizes the Piazzolla sound. I am talking about Libertango. Thank you. Astor lived on and off in Argentina during the 80s, performing in festivals and contributing music to various film soundtracks. During a stay in Paris in 1990, he suffered a stroke that left him in a coma. He died 2 years later in Buenos Aires. Piazzolla was truly convinced that tango needed to evolve, instead of getting stuck in what he considered to be an idealized version of it, which sounded more like the 30s and the 40s. And for this, many purists call him the murderer of tango, and still today reject the label tango for his music. Astor, in turn, shrugged off all those criticisms, saying that his was music of the city of Buenos Aires. In 1989, during an interview with the BBC, he explained quite clearly what his stance on tango was.
At the moment, 1955, in Argentina, the tango starts dying. The cause of it is that the music of Elvis Presley, Bill Haley, rock and roll starts coming into Argentina. And the young generation, 16, 17, 18 years old, they start getting more excited with rock and roll than with tango. They're not interested in tango, so they listen to rock and roll. Then the Beatles come in the 60s, and that's the end of the tango. But my music goes on, and the young people understood my music because it wasn't boring. I mean, the old traditional tango was very boring. It's repeated. There's no changes. There have been no changes in that music for at least 40 or 50 years until I come in. And when I come in, I'm taking away the tango, the people. It's a sentimental problem. It was like a war of one against all. They were all against me in that moment in 1954. And it was really terrible. I mean, they threatened my family, they threatened me, my son and my daughter. They gave me a beating once in the street because I was changing the music.
To end today's program, we'll play his most famous piece, Adios Nonino. He wrote it in 1959 after the death of his father, and is in memory of him that Astor wrote this melody, because his dad's nickname was Nonino. The tune has been recorded by so many artists around the planet. We bring you today this particularly beautiful performance by Dutch conductor and violinist André Rieu. He recorded this during a live performance with his orchestra in Maastricht in the year 2013. And Argentine bandoneon player Carlos Buono was on stage that night as a guest. Here it is, Adios Nonino by Astor Piazzolla, the renovator of tango. Thank you. And this brings us to the end of this chapter of Rai Argentina to the World, a program that we have dedicated entirely to the genius of Piazzolla, the man who took tango music to a whole new level. I am Fernando Farias, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. This is Rai Argentina to the World in English. We are the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the shortwave frequency of 5800 kHz, and also streaming our programs via our website, rai.com.ar, where you can find content produced by RAE in 8 languages. Thank you for listening. Hasta la próxima.